Well, is there anything more exciting for a football fan than the opening day of the season? Compliments of the brand new J-League season to you from Sendai. I'm outside the Eurotech Stadium where Vegalta Sendai are about to kick off against Kashima Antlers. And like all football fans in Japan, the fans who are braving the sleet and the cold weather to watch this game are full of trepidation and apprehension, thinking of the months ahead. But here today, everyone associated with these two clubs is also remembering what happened in this Tohoku region a year ago.
I work at Sendai Port. The earthquake occurred and we evacuated. We went outside first and we had a radio. Tsunami will come. So we went the second floor. It looked like just a black water. Trees and cars came in this building. It sounded like cockroach. I was so scared and so cold.
Before the match, a minute of silent prayer. Last year's earthquake was the biggest in Japan's history. It moved islands and shifted the planet on its axis. At its peak, the resulting tsunami was 40 meters high. Kashima were forced to play four home matches in Tokyo because of earthquake damage to their Ibaraki Stadium, while the city of Sendai suffered nearly 1,000 deaths. 32 people are still missing. It's March the 11th today, exactly a year on from the earthquake and tsunami, and I'm on a bus going from Sendai to Ishinomaki, which is one of the cities that was worst hit by the disasters. All the other passengers on the bus are returning home to remember and honour their friends and family who were lost. Mitsuo Ogasawara is one of Kashima Antlers' midfielders. He played against Vegalta Sendai and he played 55 times for Japan, including at the 2002 World Cup, which Japan co-hosted with South Korea. He's from the Iwate prefecture originally. That's the one next door to Miyagi, where Sendai is.
I was travelling on the team bus and I was asleep, so I didn't feel anything. But one of the coaches said, "We've had an earthquake, let's turn on the TV." That's how we gradually pieced together what happened. I saw the tsunami approaching and people running to evacuate themselves. And I felt like I was watching a movie. I couldn't believe this was all actually happening to the place where I grew up.
In the immediate aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami, the phone lines in Tohoku were jammed with thousands of calls from frantically worried relatives, so each call was restricted to just a few seconds. Eventually, after 5 days, Ogasawara was told that his parents and his wife's parents were still alive.
But I couldn't be relieved until I saw them in person. I heard they were without food, so I decided to take as much as possible for them and their neighbours. I took a car full of food. It usually takes 6 to 7 hours to drive to Iwate, but at the time all the motorways were blocked and the bullet trains weren't running. So I took another route through Western Japan and it took me 24 hours to get there.
While Ogasawara was driving to the aid of his family, the Vegalta Sendai manager, Makoto Tegoramuri, was also busy, taking the chant of "Let's go Sendai" literally. Seiro Itagaki is a football journalist in Sendai and a regular Vegalta watcher.
I remember that March 28th, the team restarted. And at the meeting, Mr. Tegoramuri said that we and many supporters had terrible damages. We are so sad, but we are Vegalta Sendai and the football club in Sendai. So cheer up and encourage damaged people, and we would become a light of hope for the Tohoku district.
When the earthquake happened, it was the day before our first match of the season. We were having a scouting meeting at the club. When the earthquake struck, the ceiling fell in, and straight away we knew that our match would be cancelled. We decided to send the players to their hometowns, but the staff stayed to clear up our headquarters. We knew that the people in this area needed supplies, so we gave them our training kit, and we helped them clear up the rubble. On the 28th of March, we resumed training. The players went to Ishinomaki and helped at the evacuation centres. We also held training sessions for the children to help their psychological recovery.
Ishinomaki was the city with the highest death toll after last year's disasters. 4,000 people either died or still haven't been accounted for. The noise that you can hear is of a number of small children's windmills, brightly coloured and being blown around by the breeze. I'm at a memorial marking the site where a kindergarten bus caught fire, killing 5 small children when the tsunami caught up with it. There are also balloons, flowers, an inflatable giraffe, and some refreshments, some sweets and fruit and drink. The Japanese believe that the souls of the dead still require refreshment, and to make sure that the lost children don't go hungry or thirsty, they've offered provision here for them. After the disasters, the J-League season was postponed for 6 weeks as people took stock. When it resumed, Bagalta made a mockery of their reputation as a yo-yo team who constantly live under the threat of relegation by going on a 12-match unbeaten run that helped them finish fourth, a club record. Tagurumori says that was a direct response to what had happened.
I call this devastation mentality because there's nothing we can do to stop a natural disaster, but we can still try not to be beaten by it. So this strong desire to fight resulted in the 12-match run. We strengthened the defence and aimed at not losing the games.
The final whistle's gone here and Bagalta Sendai have won by a goal to nil. William Mottl's goal in the second half enough to give them an opening day win and for them to pick up where they left off last season and achieve the one thing they didn't last season, which was to take points off Kashima.
Well, I'm joined by Makoto Tagurumori. First of all, well done. How emotional was this match today for you and the players and the people of this area?
Last season we finished fourth, but we took strength from the people in this area who also suffered the devastation and who are aiming to rebuild. Many people in this area thought of us as a reason to live. So this year, we need to prove them right. In this devastated area, supporters and people have come together and bonded. And this match was the time to show the bond. So the first whistle today was the beginning of the new era of reconstruction for us. And by winning, we can encourage Tohoku's people.
The sun's shining on Japan's northeast coast today. It's a fresh and chilly spring day, and you can tell that the cherry blossom time is only a few weeks away. Next to me is a fisherman washing his newly caught oysters in the waters of the Pacific Ocean. It's all a very far cry from the scenes that took place here a year ago. And the evidence of that destruction is still here in Ishinomaki. There are piles of cars, maybe 2 or 3 meters high. There's other debris, wood, glass, lampposts strewn everywhere. Proof that the recovery, both physical and mental, is still far from over. Anyone who has any connection with the Tohoku region of Japan had their lives changed when the tsunami and earthquake struck, including the Kashima Antlers midfielder Mitsuo Ogasawara.
Before the disasters, I was just a footballer. But now, if someone needs shoes, I take them shoes. If someone wants a ball, I want to deliver the ball. And if a child is asking to see a match, I want to invite him. It's been a year since the earthquake and tsunami, but we still need lots of help because people are still living in temporary homes and many are still missing. I've heard that a lot of people listen to this program, so I ask any of the listeners not to forget the disaster and keep supporting us.